Poslušate Slovensko da na radiju SBS. Moj naslednji gost je gospod Branko Fabijančić, znani aktivni član slovenske skupnosti v Sidneju, še posebej pri klubu Triglav, kjer je Branko predsednik pododbora za pripravo letošnjih nagrad za slovenca leta v zvezni državi New South Wales. In kot je že bilo omenjeno na tej oddaji, ko sem se pogovarjal s predsednikom kluba Triglav, s gospodom Petrom Kropetom, letos praznujejo svojo 45. obletnico obstoja. Najprej, Branko, lep pozdrav na naši slovenski oddaji na radio SBS. Midva se bova kar pogovarjala o angleščini, da bo lažje. Branko, welcome to our program on SBS Radio. You've been a guest of the program before, and it's great to have you back on air today.
Thank you, Lenji. Thank you for having me on, and good afternoon or good evening to all your listeners there.
So the Slovenian of the Year Awards will be held this year on Sunday, June the 12th?
That's correct, and the preparations are well underway. We've locked in our candidates, and then we're just going through their profiles now. And as they say, it's all systems go. We're very happy with the amount of the response we got for the candidates, and it's going to be a great day.
These events are very, very successful. This, I understand, will be the 15th such event?
Yes, and I think it's very well established in the Slovenian community now. I think it's a very prestigious award, and it's in recognition of our Slovenian heritage and Slovenian people in the community, that people have recognised their work and their commitment in continuing our Slovenian heritage.
So there's a number of candidates, the nominations obviously of people who have worked tirelessly within the community for many years, as well as those who may not have been as involved in the community, but themselves, being of Slovenian background, have contributed in other ways, perhaps out of the community, or have had outstanding academic or business achievements within the wider Australian community.
That's right. Yeah, and you're very correct in that, Lenti. It's not just a matter of who's been working tirelessly as a Slovenian community. You know, we have a number of people who work outside the Slovenian community, but who have that Slovenian heritage in the background, and we need to recognise those people too. And not everyone can be involved in the club scene or helping out, and we need to recognise other people in other fields who have Slovenian heritage. And, you know, by recognising them, you know, people, you can see, look outside the square, and there are people out there that we just don't know about until they come up for a nomination. And hopefully that will draw them a little bit closer to what we do, not only as a club, but as a community.
Branko, is there anything special prepared, especially this year, considering Klub Triglav is celebrating its 45th anniversary?
No, there's nothing really special. I mean, each year I think the awards themselves is special, and we're combining with the 45th anniversary of Triglav Mounties, which is a big event, and we're very honoured that we are part of this event as well. We're combining the both events together, and we're very grateful for the support Mounties are providing for this day and getting everything prepared and making our jobs a lot easier. We're very blessed as a community at Triglav itself that Mounties continue to sponsor this event, and I think each year it becomes a little bit more bigger and better, and the quality of the candidates are getting better, and actually we're getting candidates that, you know, we don't see every day or every week, we don't hear about until they actually come up and think, oh, there are Slovenians right across New South Wales.
Who are very deserving of receiving awards, obviously.
Of course they are, and of course, and that's what we say to people. You know, just look around, and you'll see there are many, many Slovenians out there that are, you know, deserving an award or deserving of recognition for the work they do. And it's a great day to be able to share that with everybody.
No doubt you're anticipating a large amount of visitors at the event. Where can people book, those who would like to reserve spots, and when does the event begin on Sunday the 12th of June?
Well, they can book the event through the club, Triglav Mounties, and the event will kick off around about lunchtime, about 12 o'clock. We'll have lunch, and from then on, the official ceremony will begin. I would recommend people start booking their tables now, because seats are very limited. Every year, we tend to sell out, so I would suggest that people start talking in, and there's tables of 8 to 10, maybe get amongst the friends and say, hey, let's book a table together and let's get in early, because it will be a great day. Like I said, it's not just the Slovenian Awards, but it's also the 45th anniversary of Triglav Mounties.
And isn't it also the 45th anniversary of Triglav itself, when it was founded?
Yes, it is. And it's a great achievement on the club and its members, and current members and past members. So what they had visions 45 years ago, I think many of us wouldn't believe that Triglav would be still powering along in the way it is at the moment. And I'm proud to be part of the 45 years of the club trading. And it's evolved many times and it's continuing to evolve now. And like I said before, we're very fortunate we have Mounties on board who have given us tremendous support, and I know they will give us more support in the future.
Branko, as always, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today, and we wish you and your committee all the very best with this special event within the Slovenian community of New South Wales. And myself personally, I really look forward to being present on the actual day.
Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak on the radio. And yes, and we're all going to look forward to seeing you there with your accordion. I'm sure there'll be quite a few people. We'll be enjoying to see you there, and I'm sure we'll be singing a few tunes on that afternoon.
Hvala lepa še enkrat za današnji pogovor in se vidimo 12. junija od 12 ure dalje na klubu Triglav. Hvala lepa še enkrat, Branko.
Thank you, Lanty.